Let's talk about the Medrash a little bit. Medrash Tanchum in Parashas Noach that asks, everybody knows the Kasha from Tosfos on the Gemara in Shabbos. Tosfos says, how come Hashem had to be Koifa Leim Harka Gigas? Why did Hashem have to force them to be Mekabel HaTorah when they had already said Nasa V'Nishma? So not only were they willing to be Mekabel, they were willing to be Mekabel before they even knew what was in it. I was wondering what's pshat in Kofleim HaKegigas. Was Hashem demanding that they accept it before they know anything? Before they know what's in it? They would have said, he said, Imata Mekabel Masatar Mutta, Vimlav Shomtek Varaskam. If you agree to accept it, good, and if not, you're going to be buried under the mountain. So what if they would have said, okay, could you please tell us what's in it, and we'll give you an answer. Like, would that have been an acceptable answer, or mountain drops on the head and that's it? Because if you think about it, when they said Nasa V'Nishma, right? What is the godless of Nasa V'Nishma? Hashem says to Malach, says Mi Gila Roz Zel Lebonai, Shem Malchei Asharis Mishnam Shembayu. Who revealed the secret to my children that Malchei Asharis use? The idea of Nasa V'Nishma, that Malachim don't need to know what they're being asked to do before agreeing to do it, because malachim are malach means a shliach, means an agent. They don't have bechira, right? A malach is created to do what Hashem wants. So a malach doesn't need to know, doesn't get to know, and has no reason to know what he has to do, what he's being asked to do before he's deciding. And it's not even a decision by a malach, it's just going to do. So by a malach, it's not an ishma. By a malach, it's I'm committed to do, now I just need to know what to do so I can do it. Right, but who revealed that secret to my children? Hashem says. So that means that's an unbelievable godless, right? For which we have a tremendous Klal Yisrael's tremendous chus. So I'm asking, when Hashem said to them, "In mekabel masatar mutav," with a mountain hanging over their heads, was he asking them to be mekabel without knowing what was in it? Because if so, then he's saying, if that's what's expected of them, then what's the big deal of Nasa V'Nishma? Okay, they said it already. Big deal is they said it without the mountain over their heads. But if you hold a mountain over their heads and say, this is what you have to do, this is what I expect from you, that means that this is what's expected. Right? So if what's expected is to be Mekabel before you know what's in it, then what's the godless of Nasa V'Nishma? Okay, so they didn't have to be forced into it. But when you force somebody to do something, right, this is what I want you to do, and you better do this, right, or else... Okay, that's your expectation of the person, right? So if that's your expectation, so it's nicer if you don't have to force him. Like, just say, you know, I'll do it on my own. But what's the big deal? Well, when he was kaifalim hakigigas, right? This is before they heard the first word of okay, they had the mitzvahs in Mora, they had Sheva mitzvahs, they had the mitzvahs in Mora, the Sheva mitzvahs, right? Shabbos, and a few mitzvahs. Kibbut Ave'im, or maybe Paraduma, different girses. So they had a few mitzvahs, right? But the rest of the Torah they didn't have. So is Hashem forcing them to be Mekabel? There's Tosfos Kasha, and the Medrash Tanchum actually asks, why did they have to be forced? They already said yes. But I'm asking now, but what was Hashem forcing them to do? Was he forcing them to do exactly what they had already volunteered to do, which is be Mekabel the Torah without knowing what's in it? Said Lachar, then the godless. If that's really the expectation. The whole thing is, wow. And you accept it. And a regular person would say, you know, tell me what it is, and I'll decide. And you trust Hashem so much, right? That you just. But that's what he's demanding of us. When he holds a mountain over our head, Lachar, that's exactly what he's demanding of us. I want you to accept it, or else. Truth is, when he offered it to the other umays, right? He offered it to Esav, Yishmael. So what did they say when he offered it to them? What's written in it, right? He offered it to them. He wasn't forcing them. He offered it to them. And they said, well, what's in it? Right? What's in it? We didn't say that. We said Nasim and Ishmael. But they said, what's in it? He didn't blast them and say, you know what? Forget it. If you have to know what's in it before you decide, then I'm withdrawing the offer. The offer is only good if you're willing to accept it without knowing. He didn't say that to them, right? He told them what's in it. Okay, so Esav, he told Lysir, they said, sorry, my bracha is al charbecha zichya. I can't do that. Shmuel said le signoi and said I'm sorry. That's yada bekal v'yakal boy. I live on Geneva. I can't do it. Fine. But to us, right? Chayra, he didn't say. Here's what it is. Now that I told you what it is, here's the mountain over your head. Either accept it or not. Chayra didn't do it. But he's yatzva besachta sahar, right? Chayra is before Sarasa Dibris. So if it's before Sarasa Dibris, so then he's demanding of us to do exactly what Nasa Manishma is. Good. So the fact that we did it without him forcing us, before he forced us, and that Taisus Kasha. So why is he forcing us? We already agreed. Right, so Taisus gives an answer, the Medrash Tanchuma gives an answer, the Moral gives an answer explaining what's Pshat in the Medrash Tanchuma, but L'chayr, that needs a lot of Hesper. Well, what's going on? How is Hashem demanding of us what he himself says? That's the Madrig of the Malachim, and who revealed to Bnei Yisrael such a thing? But he himself is demanding that of us. How can you demand something of us after you say, wow, this is such an amazing thing that you did this? Now he's demanding. It's the only difference between what he's demanding and what we did is the fact that we volunteered, we weren't forced. Is that the godless of Nasa Manishma, that he didn't have to force us to say Nasa Manishma? Because basically, L'chayra, Kofalem HaKigigas is basically demanding from us that we agree to Nasa Manishma. Right? Tell you what the Medrash Tanchuma says. The Medrash Tanchuma says, ask the same question. Not the question I'm asking now, but the question Taisus asks, what did Hashem have to be Kofalem HaKigigas? They already agreed to be Mekabel HaTorah. Taisus Tarot says, evidently Taisus didn't say this Medrash Tanchuma. He goes, he doesn't bring the Medrash. He asks the Kasha and he gives his own Tarot. He doesn't bring the Medrash. It's hard to believe he would know the Medrash and give his own Tarot and not even say the Medrash. L'chayr didn't see it. The Medrash, so Taisus says, even though they said Nasa Manishma, but maybe when they saw the Eish HaGedol and HaSinai, they would have been afraid and they would have changed their minds. They would have withdrawn. But the L'chayr pshat is that, how do you change your mind? You already said it. You already agreed. How do you back out of a contract? L'chayr pshat is that we didn't understand what we were getting into. You never told us this. We understood that you're offering us a Torah and offering us a mitzvah. Okay, so we're agreeing without knowing which mitzvah. But you're talking about a relationship of fire. We're going to get burned. We're going to get destroyed. Whatever. You never told us that. If we would have known that, we never would have agreed. So L'chayr, it's Kabbalah B'toy. It says what Toy is saying, that they would have retracted their Kabbalah because it would have been B'toy, and they would have been able to retract it, L'chayr. Otherwise, it's not what he's saying. They would have gone back on their word. That's a lot worse. So that's what Toy says. And therefore, Hashem held the mountain over there and said, you have to know that you can't back out. You said it already, you agreed, but I'm telling you, you can't back out no matter what. The Moral has a lot of kashas on that. Taisus stopped. The idea that they could back out, so like, what's their schus? How is it such a big schus if they might back out? Because he says a pshat, and the answer Taisus, but then he says his own pshat, and he brings the Medrash. The Medrash says like this. He says a pshat which seems to be different than the Medrash, but then he explains why the Medrash is really saying the same thing. Right, I'll just tell you the Medrash. The Medrash says that that Nasa V'Nishma was said on Tarish V'Chsav, but Tarish V'Alpeh, which has Dikdukim Koshim, it's much much more difficult, that Hashem had to force them, that it was Kofalem HaKigigas. So it's two different things. They said Nasa V'Nishma on Tarish V'Chsav, but Tarish V'Alpeh, right, that was not included in Nasa V'Nishma, and therefore you have to be careful in HaKigigas on Tarish V'Alpeh. That's what the Medrash says. So the Moral says on that Medrash, Chas V'Shalom, we should think the Medrash means that when they said Nasa V'Nishma, they only meant Tarish V'Chsav and not Tarish V'Alpeh. They said it on everything. They said it on Tarish V'Chsav and they said it on Tarish V'Alpeh too. So the Kasha comes back, then what's he forcing them, what does he have to force them on Tarish V'Alpeh? And the Moral says like this. The Moral, you saw it in Kafalim HaKigigas and Nasa V'Nishma. The Moral's side is that Nasa V'Nishma was 100% B'leif Shalem. We said it on everything. We meant it. But says that means that we only have Torah because we agreed to it. It also means that we understand that we're only in a relationship with Hashem because we agree to be in the relationship, but we really had a choice and we could have said no to, and we could have existed without it. Kafalim HaKigigas is telling them that you can't exist without it. It's not like you think that there's a choice and you just think that you're better off with it than without it. There is no choice. Shamtei Kvaraskam, the Medrash says, Ach Yasa Olam L'Torah V'Avayu. That there's no existence, there's no nothing without Klal Yisrael accepting the Torah. Nothing can exist. It's not a choice between existing one way or existing another. It's a choice between existing and not existing. The way the Maral puts it is, Kafalim Hagigas is saying that Torah has to be Hechrech, not Mikra. Torah can't just happen to be in the world because we just happened to decide we wanted it. The world has to have Torah. And therefore, the way it has to be is the way we get it. We have to get it by force. What I think that really means, what do you mean? You're forcing somebody to do something they already agreed to. What does the force mean? What does it mean? It means that if I agree to it, then I'm only obligated because I agreed. Hashem says, I do not accept your agreement. I'm imposing it on you. There is a real difference. I do not accept your agreement. I do not agree to give you the Torah because you said you want it. I will not give it to you on that basis. I am telling you that I'm imposing Torah on you, even though you want it, even though you told me you want it, even though you say you want it, you're willing to take it, and you want to obligate yourself. I'm not willing to give it to you on that basis. The basis of you having the Torah is going to be because I impose it on you. It has to be imposed on you because there can't be a choice. So the Maral says that when they said Nasa V'Nishma, according to the Medrash, they said Nasa V'Nishma, it says it goes on Torah Shemichsav, the pshat is that Yisrael V'Raisa V'Kut Shebrichu Chadu. We're all one. We're one with Torah and with Hashem. Says that goes in Torah Shebichsav. Says Torah is such a part and parcel of Klal Yisrael. The existence, the creation of Klal Yisrael, the creation of Torah is all one. So when we said Nasa V'Nishma, the pshat is, we're saying on that, on Torah Shebichsav, we're saying that it's just who we are. Torah is that we are a mitzias. Klal Yisrael yesh lam chel kalam ha. No, that's Olam Haba. Okay, that's also. I'm not going to get into that part. But Klal Yisrael, every Yid is connected to Torah by his very existence. That's Torah Shebichsav, the Maral says. Therefore, when we said Nasa V'Nishma, not the pshat that we're choosing to accept it and we have it because we chose it. No, there it's just a Gilui. That's who we are. That's our Metzius. There is no choice there because it's already part of us. It didn't even need a Kabbalah. Nasa V'Nishma Torah Shebichsav is not a Kabbalah. It's just a recognition, a declaration that I understand that's who I am. It's not even a question. Of course I have to accept it. Of course it's coming to me because that's my Metzius. That Yisrael Shinikarashis, Yisrael Torah Shinikarashis, that's all part of what we are. Torah Shemalpeh, the manager is saying, is different. Torah Shemalpeh is not automatically part and parcel of who I am. Especially Torah Shebalpeh is the chelik of Torah that we can be mechadish, right? It's loy b'shemayim, that's our chelik in Torah, right? Which is our creativity, which is the way we understand Torah. That's our chelik in Torah. Our chelik in Torah is not automatic. That's that has to do with what we do with it. So that taka needs a Kabbalah. Once it needs a Kabbalah, he says, we said Nasa V'Nishma on that too. He says, the Medrash does not mean we didn't say Nasa V'Nishma. But Nasa V'Nishma can't work on Torah Shebalpeh. Because Torah has to be Hechrech, has to be Muchrech, has to be automatic. Torah Shebichsav was automatic to us. That, when we said Nasa V'Nishma, that was just a Gilui, that's who we are. Torah Shebalpeh, when we said Nasa V'Nishma, that's saying we agree to accept it. Because it's not automatic. It's not automatically who we are. That Hashem said, no, you can't have Torah Shebalpeh either, based on your willingness to accept it. That's he was kafalim hakagigas. So the Maral says pshat in the Medrash, it doesn't mean that this we accepted, this we didn't accept. We accepted both. But the Nasa V'Nishma works differently for Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebichsav, Nasa V'Nishma is saying, of course we're going to do it, we don't need to know what's in it because it's already part of us. That's who we are. We don't exist without that. In Torah Shebalpeh though, it was a Nasa V'Nishma was saying, we're willing to accept it because we trust you, even though we don't know what's in it. That Hashem said, no. You can't have it on that basis. Torah Shebalpeh, you cannot have it on that basis. Kavalim hakagigas. Because it has to be a hechrech. That's why, take a look at the Medrash. That's why the Maral says pshat in the Medrash. To explain what he says, what his yisoid is mochach, he says that's pshat in the Medrash also. Okay, take a look. Okay. Sorry I was late today. I didn't keep you too late. And besides that, you owed me for a few minutes from last week.
I definitely do.
Okay?
I definitely do.